Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about updating conservation research in Mississippi. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Beth Baker, Mississippi State University Research Associate and REACH Program Coordinator. So, Beth, what's the program been up to, and what does this REACH program do?
Well, Amy, REACH stands for Research and Education to Advance Conservation and Habitat, and this program was really developed to be the science arm of lots of conservation that's already going on throughout the state, and especially in the Delta. And we recently presented the REACH program on an international platform at the World Congress on Conservation Agriculture in Winnipeg, Manitoba. And that conference hosted attendees from 47 countries, which shared ideas on conservation applications and techniques for soil, water, and other natural resource conservation. And I even took a tour of the agriculture landscape south of Winnipeg down to North Dakota, and it looked surprisingly like the Mississippi Delta, pretty flat but not quite as hot.
Well, that sounds really interesting. Now, what was REACH able to bring back from this conference?
You know, one of the main themes of the conference was sustainable intensification of agriculture, particularly in regards to maintaining and rebuilding soil health while reducing erosion. And it really emphasized that no one cropping system or practice works everywhere. And building on that emphasis, while many presentations look toward conservation tillage or no-till as a solution towards sustainable soil health, there's areas like the Delta where no-till isn't readily adopted. In that case, cover crops were the most advocated best management practice.
So cover crops, a lot of us haven't thought about that as a concept for our farming practices. Is this a new conservation practice in Mississippi?
No, it's not. Cover crops fall under NRCS Practice Code 340, and research on cover crops isn't lacking at all. Much of the work in the Delta has come out of the National Sedimentation Laboratory in Oxford, Mississippi, also the USDA ARS Southern Weed Science Laboratory and Crop Production Systems Research Unit in Stoneville, Mississippi, as well as Mississippi State University, and multiple scientists have been looking at these.
Okay, so they've been around actually for several decades. Why are we sort of going back to those now? What's the benefit of that?
You know, a lot of the past research on cover crops aims at utilizing them for weed management, weed control. Some of the research does touch on the benefits for soil health, but some of the newer research is investigating different rotations of cover crops, utilizing different cover crops that haven't been investigated before, and really showing the multiple benefits of not only weed control, but also soil health, the sustainability of that soil health, and water quality enhancements also.
All right, and this sounds like a much more natural way to work with the soil and make it more sustainable. Now, is REACH going to continue this research on cover crops in the future?
Yeah, REACH just started a new project on cover crops in January of 2014, and it's set to run for about 6 years. The first 2 years of the project will be a pre-implementation phase, you know, kind of getting some baseline data. And then the 4 years after that, we'll continue the investigation, particularly looking at the quality of water that's running off the landscape once these are implemented. And those are just, you know, to document their benefits for water quality. And the study is funded by the NRCS and aims to, you know, just provide additional scientific data behind what's already been published on cover crops.
So this practice actually sounds kind of like composting, right?
Well, not really. In terms of the benefits for soil health, that's kind of the idea in terms of putting organic matter back in the ground. But you would plant the cover crops just like you would any other cropping season, except for it's usually in the winter when you're not planting your most profitable crops. And then you would leave those in the ground to increase the soil health and decrease compaction and decrease erosion.
And it really doesn't involve tilling, right?
No, it's actually used as a supplement instead of doing no-till. In areas where that's just not as feasible, you could utilize cover crops instead.
Oh, well, that sounds really interesting. I'm looking forward to hearing more about that in the future. Thank you so much, Beth. Today we've been speaking with Beth Baker, Mississippi State University Research Associate and REACH Program Coordinator. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.